Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tonight, Maxie on WCCO Radio, we're replaying that Twins-Yankees game last summer, which may have been one of the best games we've ever seen.
Oh, you know, and I'm so glad they're doing that. That would be one that was the wildest, craziest game of the season. And I'm not trying to ruin it for anybody that doesn't recall, but the Twins lost, and it was still maybe the greatest game I've ever seen regular season in Twins history. It was the twists and the turns and Aaron Hicks ending it with a catch that would have won it for the
Twins.
That
catch, yeah.
And the home runs that were exchanged and back and forth. That was one of those that just unfolded into one of the greatest games in Twins history, and yet they lost the game. But it was so much fun, and it was so good. And what we wouldn't give to be able to kick back and just watch one of those these days. But that was, I think it's important that we keep refreshing our memories of what we can do in this state, and if when things finally get back. And that was, last summer, it seems like a long time ago right now, but that was one entertaining summer of baseball provided by the Minnesota Twins. And it was so much fun to engage in that. And that game was, in some respects, the epitome of it, even though they lost, but you had such an appreciation for how good both teams were. And that was it's hard for regular season games to stand out, as you know, Dave, but that one was a classic for the ages.
One of our good friends is a diehard Boston Red Sox fan and keeps telling me, "You ever going to play a game the Twins lose? You ever going to play a game the Twins lose?"
<know. laughs>
And I get, tonight you get your wish finally, but they're not going to be many, trust me.
I think it's been an amazing coincidence so far, the ones that they've picked. We do it at random, of course. everyone so far. Now, it's a little bit more difficult with Timberwolves, but we're going to try to keep the streak going.
Hey, speaking of sports, I've heard nothing out of the Viking camp. You hearing anything out of there?
There's not a lot. They're in a dead period right now. I can't remember if this would be during a time of OTAs or not, but they go week by week, and they've got these Zooms stuck in, and I think they're getting a little bit bored and frustrated too. I got an interesting text from Coach Zimmer just the other day in the midst of everything. he was watching that. It's not funny, but I mean, he was watching the coverage of the riots on from his Kentucky farm, because he had found an app or whatever, and he had just sent me a little text there that indicated that it was akin to old school football, and he was appreciative that we were out there and whatnot. But I can't quote it, but it was in Zim language, if you will,
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be it. That would then it's real from Coach Zimmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, all this stuff matters to everybody. All this stuff that's going on, it affects him and his team. And I know that's last on the list. It affects PJ Fleck as he's trying to recruit to Minneapolis and tell people this is the greatest city in the world. It affects everybody. No matter where you sit, and obviously some people are going to have a tough time having sympathy for football coaches and people that make a lot of money and all that stuff, and I get that, but it affects everybody on some level, and for good or bad, and maybe we get all this stuff out in the open and take a step forward, but there is no one that is unaffected by the COVID-19 or the riots, if you're in Minnesota here, that occurred this last weekend. It's just a question how it affects you.
Speaking of sports, before you go, Maxie, what sport will start first among all of them, from baseball to basketball to hockey. Is there anybody that's kind of taken charge?
You know, I think probably right now, discretion, you know, right now, they're whatever they're doing behind the scenes, that they're not trying to advertise too much, just given the condition of the country right now and all that's going on. I'm sure that they're working just as hard to try to put something in place. I can't see how baseball could not have a season. I mean, it just we've gone over a lot of the hurdles now, and it just seems like we're at a place. And even in a strange way, the fact that they're going to play in empty stadiums is right now. I mean, not just because of COVID-19, but given the condition of the country, I'm happy to hear that. You know, I'm glad that if they play, they're playing in empty stadiums. I don't want any of those places where there's going to be big crowds to be a possible target for protesting and everything else. So, in a strange way, I would think that. People would be more, that part of it would be people be more accepting of, and it'd be easier to get done. And if they come up with a 50-game season or anything, I think we'd take it right now. And I have not talked to anybody in the last couple of days about the NHL season because that seemed like that was on the cusp of getting done.
Yeah, well, you've been doing other things and been doing a great job of it too, Maxie.
Not Gallo's humor, but I'm not so sure the Twin Cities would be the favorite to host the NHL, be the host city anymore, you know, given. But that being said, it'd be nice if they played some games.
Yeah, they're looking for 10 host cities right now, or two out of those 10. So we'll see. Hey, Maxie, have a great day, and we'll look for you on WCCO TV again, as usual.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Boy, he's doing a heck of a job. He's Mike Max here on WCCO Radio.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.